Are you going to vote on the 25th of May?
Yes, I am.
And have you decided what way you'll vote?
100%, yes.
And why are you voting yes?
Because I believe that's what's morally right to do, yeah, for everybody.
Will you be voting on the 25th?
Oh, I will.
And how will you, have you decided how you'll vote?
I certainly have, long from the first moment I heard it.
Really?
And the answer is no, because it's a licence to kill. And if you can kill an unborn child, what's to stop you from killing anyone else?
Are you going to vote on the 25th?
I'm not sure, because I'm not sure what the yes means or what the no means.
And do you know what you're voting for? Yeah, is that the problem?
It's to protect the unborn child, I think. But I don't know which way does that sway. Yes, or is yes agreeing or is no? And I'm not quite sure which way that's going to go, like, you know?
And so do you feel maybe more information is needed on what exactly people are voting for?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so they're voting to repeal the amendment or not, and that's it, basically.
It should be more explanatory in some way. I just don't know too much about it, like, you know.
And have the different campaigns, yes and no, if you've heard any of their arguments, do you think they've helped you in any way, or have you found the information too much or confusing?
I found it confusing, actually. It's just these posters saying yes, no, but I don't think it was explanatory enough to provide so much information about it, like.
So would you hope by the 25th that you might make a decision, or are you bothered about voting?
I hope it would make some sort of decision, like, you know.
Are you going to vote
on
the 25th?
Yeah, I am.
And do you know how you'll vote?
Yes, I'm voting for it, that people should be allowed to decide what they want to do themselves.
And the campaign on the yes and no side, have you had contact with them, or do they influence your decision?
No, we haven't heard anything, only whatever you'd hear on the telly and stuff like that. No, we haven't heard anything else.
So you have your mind made up?
I have my mind made up. Women should be allowed to do whatever they want with their bodies.
I'll vote against it.
Why will you vote against it?
I suppose because of my age.
And would anything the other side have said convince you to change your mind? Are you happy with your decision?
Oh, I'm happy with my decision. Yeah, absolutely.
And do you think there's been enough information there for people maybe who are undecided?
There's maybe... there's a lot of information out there. Some of it correct and some of it very, very dicey.
But it's important people vote anyways, and you will be.
It is very important.
Some people in Sligo Town and Drumahaire speaking to me yesterday. As many people have heard by now, the Referendum Commission has ads on media outlets and is currently finishing its leaflet drop through people's doors, with an independent leaflet outlining what exactly people are being asked to vote on the 25th of May. The Commission is independent and its information is factual and doesn't take any side. It just aims to help people understand what they're voting for. Harry Keeney has been speaking to Mark Brennock of the Referendum Commission to find out more.
Mark, the forthcoming referendum, just tell me exactly what people are voting on and what will be on the ballot paper when they go in to vote.
Yeah, two things. They're being asked to vote to change the present legal situation in relation to the regulation of termination of pregnancy. That basically, it's only lawful to terminate a pregnancy in Ireland where it poses a real and substantial risk to the life of the mother, including a risk of suicide. What you're being asked to vote on is a proposal to allow the Oireachtas to make laws in the future to allow for the termination of pregnancy in other circumstances, not just in circumstances where there's a real and substantial risk to the life of the mother. So that's, if you like, the main proposal. What's on the ballot paper itself? It's something fairly bland. It basically asks you, do you approve of the proposal to amend the Constitution contained in the bill called the 36th Amendment to the Constitution Bill? So that's pretty technical, but you vote a yes or a no, and hopefully by the time polling day comes around, people will be clear what they're voting on, which is that proposal to allow the Oireachtas to pass laws in future to regulate the termination of pregnancy in circumstances other than the current one, which is you can have a termination when there's a threat to the woman's life.
Now, there's only one of two answers, yes or no. What will be the effect of that vote if a person votes no or a person votes yes?
Well, if you vote yes, the Oireachtas will be allowed to pass laws in the future regulating the termination of pregnancy. As I said, currently you can only do that, you can only terminate a pregnancy in circumstances where there is a threat to a woman's life. This would allow the Oireachtas to pass laws to allow terminations of pregnancy in other circumstances. So that's what happens if you vote yes. If you vote no, the law remains as it is now. You can only terminate pregnancy if there's a real and substantial risk to the life of the mother, including the risk of suicide. And that will remain the same if you vote no.
Is it a case that you're taking away, or is proposed to take away, a constitutional protection and hand over that determination to politicians, to legislators?
Well, the proposal is to allow, the Constitution currently only allows termination in circumstances when there's a real substantial risk to the life of the mother. This would allow the Oireachtas to pass laws to allow the termination of pregnancy in other circumstances. So yes, it gives to the Oireachtas the power to make decisions to allow termination of pregnancy in circumstances beyond those which are currently allowed.
Now, there has been much discussion about the 12 weeks. That's not part of what we're voting on. That's something to be decided later if it comes to pass.
Exactly. If we vote yes this time, all we're doing is allowing the Oireachtas to pass laws in the future on this. Now, the government has said if we vote yes, they're going to bring forward a proposal to allow termination of pregnancy up to 12 weeks and in pretty limited circumstances after that. But obviously, we can't say what will happen. If we vote yes, people may bring forward other proposals. People may try to amend that. And so, you know, we can't be certain what's going to happen, only that the government has said this is what they intend to do. All you're voting on is to allow the Dáil and the Seanad to pass laws on this. You're not voting on any specific law.
Mark Brennock of the Referendum Commission there. And you can hear the first of our referendum debates broadcast live from the Abbey Hotel in Donegal Town tomorrow morning between 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock on the Northwest Today programme. Claire Mulcahy, Ocean FM News.